out the vote early. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Election Day is 10 days away, but in many states, voters are already casting ballots.
We need everybody to vote. And the good news is that Georgia is turning out early and turning out in record numbers.
Senate Democrat Raphael Warnock of Georgia hopes to defend his seat against Republican Herschel Walker. If Republicans retake control of Congress, it's a good bet they'll launch investigations into President Biden's son Hunter and his business dealings.
We were trying to warn the American public that this level of compromise, and you know, obviously President Biden is compromised, this is affecting our national security.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, he's leading his Democratic challenger, Mandela Barnes, who will be joined on the campaign trail today by former President Barack Obama. He remains hospitalized, but doctors say Paul Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery. Police say the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was severely injured during a violent home invasion early Friday morning.
Police say Paul Pelosi was able to call 911 as the attack unfolded. And they also say the suspect, identified as 42-year-old David DePappy, gained entry to the back of the home by breaking a glass door. The intruder, who repeatedly called out, "Where's Nancy?" then beat Pelosi with a hammer. Police say Pelosi was struck at least once and is recovering after undergoing surgery to repair a skull fracture.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Another ripple in Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry says it has suspended a grain export deal with Ukraine that was brokered by the UN. That could put the global food supply at risk. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Many American students have a lot of catching up to do. Learning loss during the COVID-19 pandemic may have been worse than first thought.
We've seen just a tremendous loss in learning. The NAEP scores came out this week, and what we saw in those scores was just a horrific drop in reading and in math. Here in Virginia, our fourth graders were last in the nation in the amount dropped.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox and Friends Weekend. Governor Youngkin will head north to New York next week to campaign with Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will join Zeldin tonight. The race against Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul keeps getting closer as Zeldin focuses on rising crime, some of it carried out by people with mental health issues.
You need to have an involuntary removal of some of these emotionally disturbed people and take them off the street.
Governor Hochul is also recruiting some high-profile help. She plans to campaign with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton next week. Houston is hoping to get on the board tonight. The Astros are down 1-0 to the Philadelphia Phillies after Game 1 of the World Series, where Philadelphia came back from a 5-0 deficit.
After catcher JT Realmuto gave Philadelphia a thrilling 6-5 win in 10 innings, the two teams will square off in Game 2 of the Fall Classic in Houston this evening. Zach Wheeler will start tonight for Philadelphia, while Framber Valdez will take the mound for the Astros. First pitch is just after 8 Eastern Saturday night with TV coverage on Fox. The teams will have an off day Sunday before the series heads to the City of Brotherly Love for 3 games Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before returning to Houston for Games 6 and 7 if necessary.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.